We used the big fatty notebook. And by the way, I'm sorry. What? I don't like Kohl's. We went in there. They wanted $65 for a pair of 501 jeans. Now, granted, they were buy one, get one half off, which would have brought it to $45 a pair, which is what you wound up paying anyway, right? What my issue is with Kohl's is their prices are so high on their regular prices.
What was that?
I'm talking about Kohl's. You're buzzing again.
Kiki.
But my issue with Kohl's is you go in there and they have like 501s marked regular $65, now marked down to $45 on sale. Well, $45 is what I buy them for everywhere. So you're not really, they're not on sale. So you're just lying about your regular price. You know what I'm saying? That's why I have an issue with Kohl's. But with the Kohl's cash thing, I understand that you save a lot of money on that. But so I'm just bitching to hear myself.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
What my issue is...
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1284. The BFO for right the 28th of December 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about Crema and Big Fatty. What else? Voice letters, yes? Hello, Glovies! Big Fatty, it's lovely you called on that. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well, y'all. It is the last fright. Of 2012, and y'all, today, oh dear God, say y'all, it is the full moon. It is the full moon, so y'all, it'll be a batshit crazy weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, Big Fatty is back in the fat cave, y'all. I'm gonna tell you something. I love the hats to death, but y'all, it's just it tests my patience, and I try to be a patient person, and I try to be helpful, and I know that my brothers deal with it much more than I do, but y'all, I'm going to tell you something, it really tests my patience, and I have a new, y'all, that is some chicken fingers from the Colonel, yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, I am just, I mean, I had a good time, had a good crema, got to see some folks, got to, have a gentleman caller or two, and, y'all, it was lovely. But y'all, I was ready to come back. I was really ready to come back. And, you know, I've been at the Hats, for a little over a week. And y'all, it's probably too much. But anyway, I enjoyed my time that I had with the Hatlanta boys prior to going up to the Hatville, and got to see the rest of my family and all, and it was nice to see them and do some things with them and all. But anyway, just glad to be back. Yes, Big Freddy. Let me explain what I'm doing. I am not going to read crema cards today, nor am I going to give away a calendar today. And I know I said I was going to do that, but I'm not. No! Because, y'all, I need to kind of go through everything and make sure that everybody's included with the calendar giveaway. And Larry Claus got my key to my P.O. box. So, and y'all, I noticed I got mail on Thursday, and I may have some today and Saturday also. So, y'all, I'm going to get however many calendars I got left, I'm giving them away on Monday. We'll close out 2012 by giving away multiple calendars. Yes, Big Freddy, that'll be lovely. And y'all, even if I don't get through all the cards and everything on Monday, everybody will have a number on their card, and they'll be eligible for the giveaway. Yes. And y'all, I also have some packages here. I just looked real briefly. I noticed there was one from that Kyle and the Hawaiian, and one from Guru Nudie. And I'm not sure. Christina, did Christina send me a little? Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then there's a wrap present. I don't have any idea who it's from. But there's no card on it, so who knows? Who knows, Jack? I see. But there's probably a dozen Chroma cards also. So y'all, we're just gonna wait and open all that stuff come Monday, because y'all, it's quite frankly, it's too much. It's just too much. But and y'all, those of you who sent cards a little bit late, your Big Fatty will get cards out to you. But anyway, Big Fatty, tell them what you got for Grandma. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, old Big Fatty pulled in the loot, y'all. Y'all, I asked for a automobile Wacom cleaner because the carpet in the Ford Escape is black, and I got it. And y'all, it's the black and Decker. I got that. Y'all, I got a thing that cleans the lint out of your dryer. You hook it up to your Wacom cleaner and it just sucks it out. Big Fatty, enough sucking. I got a gift card. I got two gift cards to the Kohl's, even though there are some people who don't like the Kohl's, evidently. I got a calendar. I'm looking in the bag as I'm looking at this. Oh, my sister-in-law found a craft store, and y'all, it was a candle. It smells like one of those that keeps the bugs away, but y'all, it's the wax is poured into a cut-off bottle of Tanqueray. Too bad Big Fatty didn't empty it. But y'all, I did get a second bottle of Tanqueray 10. I got a lovely picture of my nieces and the hats all framed up. Y'all, I really like it. Y'all, my brother and sister-in-law last year, they gave me a big old thing of AA batteries, and I requested that again, and I got that. Got a lovely crema serving dish. And y'all, I'd wanted a crock pot, the Hat Arena got me that. I got some new bedroom slippers and some new lounging pants, and y'all, a lovely crushed velvet sport coat that I had picked out when I was there over Thanksgiving. It's just lovely. Let's see, what else have I got here? And it seems to me like that may, oh wait, y'all, I bought me some cookeries. My sister-in-law always makes me crema tree cookeries. Big Fatty, are you allowed to have those, all those carbs and sugar? Well, of course they are, but you know, it's crema.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty. G'day. And Merry Christmas from the future. This is Brian from Boston calling, and I'm calling you from Melbourne, Australia. And it's Christmas Day, and I'm having a walk around the street. Thought I'd give you a call and wish you a Merry Christmas. Yeah, I came down here for the holidays. Very different experience for me. First time I've been away from home in my life for Christmas, so quite different. It's all summery, warm, the days are long. It's kind of bizarre, but it's kind of cool at the same time. So having a good time. And there's going to be a party on Saturday, and hopefully Straight Bob's going to be coming, so we'll, if he shows up, well, then we'll send you a voice letter from the party. Anyway, that's it. Just wanted to say Merry Christmas. Hope things are well, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. G'day.
Oh, yes. Brian, y'all, that's Brian from Austin. Y'all, last time we heard from him, he was over in Mexico, Spain. Y'all, he was over. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Brian from Boston has as many gentlemen callers as Big Fatty. Big Fatty, nobody has as many gentlemen callers as you do. No, I believe Brian from Boston. But y'all, you can understand why he would have a lot of gentlemen callers. But Brian, thank you so much for calling from the future with that. And y'all, I was made aware of this this crema. I don't guess it's a crema party, but it is going to be a party on Saturday, which is Friday. So y'all, who knows, we may have Straight Bob and Brian from Boston getting all shit faced. Be ready, please. And y'all, speaking of gentlemen callers,
mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, I guess y'all on Boxing Day, my old most regular gentleman caller sent me an e-letter. Brent Carter, when are you coming back? And I said, I'll be back on Thursday. And he goes, okay. So I've sent him a message saying I'm here and I don't have to go back to work until the 2th of January. And so, y'all, hopefully we'll have him coming. And y'all, you know, it's a full moon, so crazy things happen. And y'all, it's already started. On my way back into Charleston on Thursday, y'all, I'm on the grinder. And y'all, it's another one of my regular gentleman callers. Hey, welcome back, my pretty. And did you have a nice crema? Bah, 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 bah. And, you know, we chatted a little bit. And y'all, while that call from Brian from Boston was just playing right now, and I know this will make Brian from Boston very, very proud. And Brian, you need to let us know how your visit to Spain, Mexico was. Yes, Big Freddy. But anyway, I had that gentleman call us. Just stopped by the Fat Cave, y'all. He missed Big Fatty, and y'all. There's another gentleman caller on one of the dating sites. Hey, would you like to get together? So, y'all, I don't know. He may be wanting to come over tonight, and y'all. There's another one on the Grand Doctor. Hey. So, y'all, I mean, it's just, y'all, it's the full moon. Because it sure as hell ain't Big Fatty. Y'all, I don't understand it. Y'all have met me. Some of you have met me. A lot of you have seen me. Big Fatty, yes, just move forward with the voice letters. We don't need to hear anymore. But, y'all, anyway, and, yes.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Joe in Dallas. Just calling to wish you and all of your wonderful family a very merry crema.
Well, thank you, Joe. Y'all, that's Joe in Dallas. You know, he's the number one fan of the BFO for 2011. Y'all, I thought he had fallen off the face of the earth. But y'all, as I was perusing through the crema cards that had come in, y'all, I believe I recognize his very distinctive handwriting. Y'all, if that's the case, one of those calendars, you know, going to Joe in Dallas. So, anyway, of course, everybody else is going, oh, poopy. But, Joe, thank you so much, and I hope you had a lovely crema. Also, y'all, I believe that there was, it may have been a white crema in Dallas. I believe there was snow flurries there. So, anyway, but Joe, thank you so much. Y'all, our next call is from the one and only BW Valentine. Big Fatty, that's not until February.
Hi, Big Fatty, this is BW Valentine calling you from the wonderful snowpocalypse in Ohio. I hope that you had a nice holiday and that you're not being assaulted by the weather down there in toasty, sandy, palm tree, wonderful South Kakalaki down there. I do have a question for you, but I've forgotten it, so I'll have to... Oh, no, I remember what it was.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, as you heard, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes from someplace where it's colder than a witch's tit. Big Fatty, it's Volga. And y'all, it's from B.W. Valentine. Yes.
I wanted to ask you, do you have any New Year's resolutions? Is there anything you're going to do differently? All right. That's all I got. Smell you later.
Big Fatty, did she say she'd smell you later? Big Fatty, I think that's the wrong show. B.W. Valentine, this is an excellent question for this time of year. And, you know, many people make New Year's resolutions only to break them by 3 days later. But B.W. Valentine, I don't know. Maybe I'll try to do a 20-minute show 5 days a week for the year. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll try to not a less. Big Fatty, you're setting yourself up for failure. You're gonna fail. So, but no, I don't really make New Year's resolutions, but, maybe Big Fatty will just try to, maybe I should resolve to, do a better job keeping the, fat cave a little bit cleaner. Big Fatty, you're not gonna do that one either. It's a year, 2013, the year of ruination, I'm telling you, it's just ruined.
Hello, it's B.W. Valentine again. I forgot to say thank you for answering my question about or however you say that. I'd like to ask for a spelling of that, but I don't know how exactly that would work out. Yeah, thank you for answering that question. I guess the B and B.W. Valentine should stand for blonde moment or something, because I actually did know that. I guess I just had a derp when I called. Okay, bye.
Yeah, because, y'all, did she say that the B.W. and B.W. Valentine stood for blonde moment? Doesn't moment start with an M? Big Fatty! So, well, anyway, B.W. Valentine, thank you for calling back, and thank you for thanking Big Fatty for... Big Fatty, please. Y'all, I believe this is the first, because our final call today is also from the future, also from Australia. Y'all, I believe this is the first time that we have ever had two calls from Australia on the same little show. Perhaps we'll ask the resident historian of the BFO.
Happy Boxing Day, Big Fatty. This is Scotty, your little Aussie butler. And I know you'll be recording your little show right now from Hatlanta in the Hat's house in Hatville. So I just wanted to say Happy Boxing Day. I can't say Merry Christmas because the hate mail will flood in. It's not Christmas, even though it is. But, you know, that's America. Okay, bye.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. We are out of time here as we go into our final. So, first of all, Scotty, thank you so much for calling from the future. And anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, lovely weekend. And Big Fatty will be back here on Monday to close out 2012 with you. We'll open some cards. And, you know, have our annual visit to Times Square. With Ben Grauer. Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. Gavin, what do you think about all those plans?
What my issue is...
Oh, you've got many issues, not just that one.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.